The Legends of King Arthur and His Knights. The Legends of King Arthur. Chapter 1. The Prophecies of Merlin and the Birth of Arthur King Vortigern. The usurper sat upon his throne in London, when suddenly, upon a certain day, ran in a breathless messenger and cried aloud, "Arise, Lord King, for the enemy has come. Even Ambrosius and Uther, upon whose throne thou sittest, and full 20,000 with them. And they have sworn by a great oath, Lord, to slay thee, ere this year be done. And even now they march towards thee, as the north wind of winter, for bitterness and haste." At those words Vortigern's face grew white as ashes, and rising in confusion and disorder, he sent for all the best artificers and craftsmen and mechanics, and commanded them vehemently to go and build him straightway, in the furthest west of his lands, a great and strong castle, where he might fly for refuge and escape the vengeance of his master's sons. "And moreover," cried he, "let the work be done within 100 days from now, or I will surely spare no life amongst you all." Then all the host of craftsmen, fearing for their lives, found out a proper site whereon to build the tower, and eagerly began to lay in the foundations. But no sooner were the walls raised up above the ground than all their work was overwhelmed and broken down by night, invisibly, no man perceiving how, or by whom, or what. And the same thing happening again, and yet again, all the workmen